The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special program, The Special 10, in which we're going to be continuing with our discussion with regards to the lives, the blessed lives of those 10 special individuals and those 10 blessed companions who received the glad tidings of paradise from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and they received it all in one go. And these are mentioned all together in one narration of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But before continuing, as usual inshallah, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam, reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is an instruction by Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. He says, whenever you pass by any masjid, recite salat ala nabi, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's try to make that a routine of ours, make this a habit of ours, that whenever we pass by any masjid, we recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we're going to be continuing with regards to our discussion about the blessed life of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala an. There's a beautiful narration which mentions, out of all of these 10 companions, these 10 special companions whose lives we're discussing in this particular program, that each one of them, obviously they're going to be in paradise, but who is going to be their rafiq, who is going to be their partner in paradise, who are they going to be with in paradise? So Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the blessed house of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, and he said, Ya Aisha, ala ubashiruki, O Aisha, shall I not give you a good news? Shall I not give you glad tidings? And she said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bala ya Rasulullah. So then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave her the good news, Abuki fil Jannah wa rafiquhu Ibrahim. O Aisha Siddiqa, the mother of the believers radiyallahu ta'ala anha, your blessed father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he is in paradise, and his rafiq, his partner, is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Wa Umaru fil Jannah. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, and he is also in paradise. Wa rafiquhu Nuh, his partner is Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa Uthmanu fil Jannah, and Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, and he is also in paradise. Wa rafiquhu ana, and I am, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he is the partner, he is the rafiq of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu in paradise. Wa Aliyun fil Jannah, and Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he is also in paradise. Wa rafiquhu Yahya ibn Zakariya, and his partner is Sayyidina Yahya bin Zakariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. وَطَلْحَةُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu anhu is also in paradise. وَرَفِيقُهُ Dawood, his partner is Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَالزُّبَيْرُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَرَفِيقُهُ Ismail. Sayyidina Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, he is also in paradise. And his companion, his rafiq, is Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now, the companion, the blessed sahabi that we're talking about right now is Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas fil Jannah. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas is also in Jannah, in paradise. Wa rafiquhu Sulayman, and his partner is Sayyidina Sulayman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in paradise, the partner of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu an is Sayyidina Sulayman bin Dawood ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa Sa'id ibn Zayd fil Jannah. ورفيقه موسى بن عمران. So Sina Sa'id bin Zayd is also in paradise, and his partner, his rafiq in paradise is Sayyidina Musa على نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام. عبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة ورفيقه عيسى بن مريم. Sayyidina عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه is also in paradise, and his partner is Sayyidina عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he is also in paradise, and his partner is Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Thumma qal, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, ana sayyidul mursaleen, wa abuki afdalus siddiqeen, wa anti ummul mu'mineen. O Aisha, I am the master, the leader, the sayyid of all the messengers, all the rusul, all the mursaleen, and your father is the best of all siddiqs, and you are the mother of the believers. رضي الله تعالى عنها. سيدة عائشة صديقة رضي الله عنها, she herself possesses such a high status, and she was greatly loved by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just like all the companions alayhi miridwan, we must speak positively about them. And likewise the mothers of the believers, all the blessed wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and particularly Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her greatly. So all the companions alayhi miridwan, we are to speak positive and only positive about them. We are never to utter, and we must never utter any word that even hints any sort of disrespect, that has even a hint of any disrespect or trying to degrade, ma'adallah, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must avoid the company of those who attempt to do so, who attempt to, ma'adallah, degrade any companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us through our multiple narrations, we see he warned us against this, and he told us that fear Allah regarding my companions, and after my physical departure, do not make them a target of your taunts and your accusations and so on and so forth. And also from this narration we learn that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he definitely knows who is going to be in paradise firstly. This is why he guaranteed paradise to these companions. But not only does he know that these people are going to be, these companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they're going to be in paradise, but he also knows who is going to be their rafiq and their partner in paradise as well. So this is all knowledge that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself, he actually was given glad tidings of paradise at multiple points in his life. So there's one point that we're discussing right now where in the same narration, the same hadith, we find that many companions, alayhim ridwan, they mentioned, all 10 of them are mentioned that they're in paradise. But he also received the glad tidings of paradise at another point as well, like it is narrated by Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. He narrates from his father that one day we were with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we were with the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were sat with him, and he said that a heavenly person, a jannati person shall walk through this door now. And we looked, and who walked through that door? It was none other than Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala an. So we see that he was actually promised and given the glad tidings of paradise at multiple points in his life, more than once in his life. Not only that, once where the famous narration we discussed, where all 10 of the companions alayhim radwan were given the glad tidings of paradise. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, because he was one of the earliest Muslims, and the earliest Muslims in particular, they went through a lot of troubles, they went through a lot of tribulations. You know, their own families would turn against them. There was just a shortage of pretty much everything in terms of, you know, resources, food and so on and so forth. And then there's the boycott that happened as well in between. where the disbelievers of Mecca decided to boycott the Muslims. So there were a lot of troubles and tribulations that Muslims went through. But this was the belief and this was the faith of the companions, alayhi radwan, that they stuck firmly and they never backed off. They never backed off and ma'adallah left Islam and went back to their old religion. But rather they stuck firmly. So Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, because he was one of those companions as well, he actually mentions his own struggles that he went through. And he actually says that in Makkatul Mukarrama, we went through a lot of difficulties and tribulations and trials in Makkatul Mukarrama along with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy upon us that He gave us the strength to endure and He gave us the strength to go through these difficulties, to see them through and not give up. And he mentions himself that one day I came out one night in order to answer the call of nature and my foot sort of banged against something or my foot touched something. And when I looked at it carefully, it was the skin of a camel. And I picked it up, I washed it, put it on fire and I placed it between two stones and I started to grind it, so you know, make a powder out of it. And then he says that after that I ate it and I drank water. I sufficed just on that for 3 days. So can you imagine, you know, the difficulties that the companions alayhi radwan went through at the beginning. They went through at the beginning of Islam. They were some of the earliest Muslims. They went through a lot of difficulties. Now I want to draw our attention towards our society right now, because this religion, our religion Islam, has reached us through many difficulties and many sacrifices that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our pious predecessors, they gave in the past. The sacrifices that they made, it is due to those sacrifices that the religion has actually reached us. So now the question is, when we carry out any religious activities, if we come across any difficulties, do we give up straight away? Because this is something, keep in mind, you know, when we hear the blessed lives of these companions, alayhi radwan, what's our purpose? One is obviously to listen and gain blessings from their remembrance and them being mentioned. But not only that, we need to take on board things and try to implement them into our own lives. So, the question is, what do we do when we come across difficulties? So for example, when we go to pray in the masjid, you know, we come across brothers who actually stop praying in the masjid because somebody said some harsh words to them. Not justifying the fact that the person who said harsh words, yes, he should not have said those harsh words. But the fact that we back off so easily, we disconnect ourselves totally from the masjid. You know, we're going to the masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not be disconnecting ourselves from the masjid. So this is something that we see, you know, with the, even sometimes this small minute problems, people with the slightest of problems, they tend to disconnect themselves from the masjid and they detach themselves from the rightly guided people, from the people with the right beliefs without any valid reason. You know, some brothers totally deprive themselves from the blessings of the masjid. And especially if that masjid is local, and then it's wajib for us to go and pray with the jama'at in the masjid. So all of these things need to be considered. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remain steadfast and remain patient at the time of tribulations and trials, especially in terms of religion. So when we go, for example, in a Madani qafila in the Madani environment of Da'at Islami, if, by the way, if you haven't traveled in Madani Qafila yet, I'd encourage you to travel as soon as possible. So contact your local responsible brothers and travel with them. You know, experience Madani Qafila at least once in your life. And once you've experienced it once, inshallah, you'll keep wanting to go there again and again. But when we travel Madani Qafilas, normally everything's sorted. We have our schedule, we go by our jadwal that we go by, and we, you know, at this point we do this, at this point is food, and normally everything goes smooth. But obviously, because part of traveling are the difficulties that come with it. So sometimes, let's say if the food is delayed, or if there's a shortage of food, all of that stuff. Now, once again, we're in the path of Allah. We're out there for the religion of Allah, for the sake of the religion of Allah. So at that point as well, we need to keep in mind the patience and the difficulties that the companions Ali ibn Radwan went through. Moving on with the life of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an, at the time of Hajjatul Wada', he became very ill. He became severely ill, and because of that, he actually became restless because he thought he was going to pass away in this state. And he did not want to pass away in Makkah al-Mukarramah because this was the place, this was the city where he had migrated from here to Madinah al-Munawwara. So he didn't want to pass away in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the place where he had migrated from beforehand. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to see him. So this is another great sunnah, another great act that we learn from here, that when somebody is ill, to do his i'adah, to go and visit him, this is a great practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great way to build love between, for example, friends or even family members, between relatives. Let's say for relatives, actually, cut off ties, and you've cut off ties for a long time. Firstly, if the ties were cut without any valid Sharia reason, that's not allowed. So we need to fix and amend those ties straight away. So if that relative, for example, is ill, now we need to, this is the perfect opportunity to go and visit him. Make an intention of acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go and visit him. And this would inshallah bring about that love again. But then even visiting the ill people, we need to be careful what we say. We're there to sort of comfort them, or at the very least provide them some sort of emotional support, or some sort of support. But if we go and we start to scare him saying, yeah, I know so and so who had the same illness and he never recovered from it and he's still suffering from it and he's on the verge of death, or something along those lines, if we're telling him that, he's already ill, he's probably already stressed, we're not really lightening the burden, we're not really reducing the burden there. We're there to reduce the burden, or at least keep him in that same state that he was before we went there, rather than increase the stress and burden upon him. So what do we say at the time of visiting an ill person? How long should we be staying there? If he's getting sick and tired of us, should we drag on the conversation or should we leave? So all of these things, all of these are manners that we need to learn. And these are manners our beautiful religion Islam teaches us. Alhamdulillah, these are some of the manners that we will also get the opportunity to learn on Madini Qafilas as well. So make an intention to travel in the Madini Qafilas. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit Sina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an, and giving him the glad tidings of a long life, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that you shall not die now, you're not going to die now, but you shall have a long life, and many people, a lot of people shall benefit from you, and a lot of people will face loss due to you as well. So this was a hint towards the victories that he was going to have radiallahu anhu in various battles and the places that he is going to be conquering. And this is something that we see in history. So he radiallahu anhu did so. And who is going to benefit is the Muslims that are going to benefit from you when you go and have all of these victories. And the disbelievers are going to face loss because you're going to be victorious over them. The city Kufa was actually established by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu on the instructions of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the bravery of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, what a great leader he was. And also along with that, the one of the miracles, saintly miracles that he possesses, a very famous incident that when the army of the Muslims was going towards Iran, towards Madain, and the enemies had broken down the bridge and they totally disconnected any means of crossing the river. So they had to cross a river. The Muslim army, led by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, had to cross a river. So all means of crossing the river were actually finished. So at this point, the bridge is broken, the boats are on the other end, so there's nothing to cross the river. And here is the Muslim army led by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. So just try to imagine that. What would happen in such a scenario? Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he just took his horse into the river. And at that point, the river's got quite a strong flow and current of water, strong waves. And it would have been very hard to cross the river with, even through relevant means. But Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he just took his horse into the river. And the Muslim army following him, they did the same. And the Muslims started to actually cross the river. Their horses were actually running on top of the water. And when the enemy saw this, when the soldiers of the enemy, they saw this, they thought, these are humans, these are jinns that are coming towards us. And they just ran away. They totally emptied that city. So by the time Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu had actually crossed the river, and he went, he actually realized, you know, it's such a silent atmosphere. The place has been abandoned and totally left. And spontaneously, he radiallahu anhu started to recite these ayat. And these ayat are also a good reminder for us. They give us the reality of this world. So he recited these ayat from Surah Al-Dukhan. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِن جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ كَذَلِكَ وأورثناها قوما آخرين فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منظرين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. How many gardens and water springs they left behind, and fields and grand palaces, and favors amongst which they were rejoicing. That is what we did, and we made another nation their heirs. So the heavens and the earth did not weep for them, and they were not given respite. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah. So alhamdulillah, today we've learned about various aspects of the life of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an, and particularly the difficulties that he faced as being one of the earliest Muslims, and along with that, some of the glad tidings that he received from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to him being a dweller of paradise, him being a jannati. And alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya has given us this slogan, Har sahabi ye nabi jannati jannati. Each and every companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is destined for paradise, is a dweller of paradise and heaven. And alhamdulillah, this is the belief that we have. And this is the belief that we must have. And like I said earlier, we must never utter any words of disrespect regarding any blessed companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we've also learned with regards to generally, you know, the victories that Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, because of him, the Muslims had many victories. He's the one who actually established and laid the foundations for the city of Kufa. And when the Muslims approached and they went to Iran to fight the enemy, he just went into the river with his horse, and the Muslim army followed. So this was a miracle as well, a saintly miracle that he was granted. So many companions, alayhim radwan, we see each one of them with their own speciality, with their own saintly miracles that they were granted, with their own knowledge of the unseen as well that they were granted. This is apparent from the lives of many companions, alayhim radwan. So alhamdulillah, we see the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every one of them is definitely a dweller of paradise. Each and every one of them has their own speciality. That, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, my companions are like stars. Whichever one you shall follow, you shall obtain guidance. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to respect the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to, whatever we've learned today, through the sake of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, from the blessed life of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whatever we've learned today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take that on board and act upon it, and then pass it on to other brothers as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to maintain that respect, and grant us the ability to attach ourselves to the Madni environment and stay steadfast within there. Keep watching Madni channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The special ten sahabas radiyallahu anhum. The special ten sahabas radiyallahu anhum. The special ten sahabas radiyallahu anhum. special tense of Abbas, radiyallahu anhu.